thing.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Good Eds and Patriots is next tonight, starring Willie Nelson and me. Uh-oh. Right back. Time now for Ben Ed and Patriots. I, your humble correspondent, am the Patriot tonight. I know that doesn't sound humble, but hear me out. For the past few years, the Scripps Howard News Agency has run an article where famous people pick the Super Bowl winner. Right now, I have the longest running streak in the country. Five straight picked correctly. So, in the Super Bowl predicting category, I'm a Patriot. I just wish I could pick political races as well. On the pinhead front, we are on the road again with Willie Nelson. The 74-year-old singer counts himself among the 9/11 conspiracy nuts.
What's your take on 9/11? Do you question the official story?
I certainly do, and I saw those towers fall, and I've seen an implosion in Las Vegas. There was too much similarities between the two. And then I saw the building fall that didn't get hit by nothing. So, you know, how naive are we? Or, you know, what do they think we'll go for?
Good grief. Pinhead.
No, you're a pinhead posing as a conservative while the neocons sell this country out, butcher our borders, go after our guns, and have a five-plus year fraudulent war based on lies. You are a pinhead, and that is coming up later. Look, on the Ron Paul issue. He hasn't done well in the primaries. You tried as hard as you could. He's going to stay in to see what happens in case McCain with a scandal drops out or something. They're coming after him. The Republican machinery and Democrats are coming after him in Texas for what he dared do. He's fighting for his political life. He's done a great job. Nobody is perfect. But we have to understand this movement is a lot bigger than Ron Paul, as he has always said. And it doesn't die because he doesn't win. It continues. The people are waking up to the new world order. And we're never going to stop. We're never going to stop reaching out and waking people up. We're having a big effect. A lot of people in society are now getting their wake-up call. They're smelling the coffee. So what we need to do now at all these meetup groups and all these other organizations is continue to support Ron Paul. But also make it about picking issues, confronting corrupt politicians, exposing McCain, exposing Hillary, exposing Barack Obama, all as establishment shills. Our fight is with them, not with Ron Paul. I've given money, I've given time, I've given energy. But we knew it was a shot in the dark. We knew it was a long shot. Okay? Now, I know I got loaded phone lines, and I want to take all your calls, and I don't want to sound rude today. I've had a bad attitude. I've been mad about this, too. I've been mad since I learned about it Saturday morning. But I'm mad at the system. I'm mad at them cheating him in New Hampshire and other states. We know there was election fraud. We know they're cheating Barack Obama as well. I don't even like him. That's just the facts. I just report the facts. But the bigger news here is the Republican Party's gotten behind John McCain saying he's good. This guy is almost worse than Hillary Clinton. But she is the worst at the end of the day because McCain's going to fail. He's meant to fail against her. He's got a glass jaw. He will fall down. He's got so many skeletons in his closet. He's got so many serious issues that you watch. They're positioning Hillary Clinton right now. I've been telling you that for years. And there's no accident that all these big neocon talk show hosts and pundits are now supporting her. All right, look, I'm going to take a bunch of your calls here because I want to get you on air, but it's a catch-22. Either I go to you quick or I don't get to any of you. All right, let's go to Andrew in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Andrew. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, talked before. But I just wanted to say it's happy birthday. I know it's tomorrow.
Thank you.
What are you, 34?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's pretty young, you know what I'm saying?
Getting old here, yeah.
Yeah, you're a young guy. You got a long way to go, you know what I'm saying? So it's a scary outlook. I don't know what it's going to be, right? But
if you just seen all the martial law stuff I saw today, you'd be upset. That on top of this campaign, the rest of it just totally freaking me out. Republicans supporting John McCain. I mean, I'm freaked out.
It is. And, well, you know what? We're seeing an awakening with the Ron Paul signs on highways, on driving. You know, I see people.
Look, I've been all over the country. Ron Paul got a lot more votes than we were told. He was cheated. It's not his fault.
No, I'm saying what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
He's a good old guy, and people need to back that. And they seem to just overnight go, we didn't get an instant result, I'm done with it. That's not the way it's got to be. It's got to be, every person has to start and looking at themselves and stop going, Alex Jones has to do this, and he has to, you know, you do it as an individual, as a person in America. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Beautiful call. And all the tens of millions of people that have formed the, I mean, Ron Paul just spoke two nights ago, 8,500 people. At a venue Hillary had been at with 1,000. In Minnesota, he got 5,000 where she got 3,000. I mean, he's getting crowds of 5 and 8,000 everywhere he goes. It's building exponentially. He's staying in the campaign. He just, I think he worded it wrong where he's saying basically he's going to focus on the congressional run. But I mean, it doesn't look good. Even though it's growing exponentially, they're just going to block it with election fraud. Let's continue trying to jam some calls in here. Let's go to Kyle in Bastrop, Texas. You're on the air, Kyle. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Alex. Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
Also, too, I just want to give this as a bit of insight to people who are complaining about the Ron Paul thing. I came from Friendswood, Texas, and he is needed in that district. I mean, when I was going to school there, a lot of the stuff you're talking about, the police state, stuff was going on. I mean, everybody there still believes in the false left-right paradigm, and he's waking people up to that, so he needs to defend that district. And I'm telling you, too, people, that the guy who's running against, he's going to try to run against Ron Paul, he is such a fake.
He lied to Paul and promised he wouldn't run against him in the district.
Oh, yeah, I read that, and also I decided to do a little bit more research on his issues, and It's just off the charts. He's pro-war. He's for earmarking, you know, for NASA and all that. And just a whole bunch of, you know, just fake conservative values. It's
absolutely. They're coming after Paul. Do we want them to be able to take his district? Do you want to give the New World Order that victory? We've got to support his congressional run. We asked him to run for president, and we said we would support his congressional run as well if he did it. Look, we win by fighting. We win by showing up to the game. What did you expect in all of this? More people are talking about the New World Order now than ever were. Now we need to make sure all these people that have woken up don't get disenfranchised and just go back into the shadows. Everywhere Hillary goes, everywhere Barack Obama, everywhere McCain goes, they need to be confronted. Just like We Are Change and others do, bringing up real issues, raining on their parade and these staged events they're having. Everywhere they go. You need to form pro-Second Amendment groups. You need to form pro-property rights groups. You need to run on the Ron Paul bandwagon of liberty and freedom and pro-constitution for county commissioner, city council, county clerk, dog catcher. We need good people to get in the government to block all the tyranny that the global corporates are bringing in. You know what they do with your city managers? They have the National Association of City Managers. They put them all on all-expense, first-class paid flights 5, 6, 7, 8 times a year to big dinners in London, Berlin, Paris, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. I mean, I'm talking, you know, $200 a plate dinners. And they take them, and this is all on record, and the corporates say, you're going to have all these jobs, just do these deals, do these bid riggings for us. Invest here, invest your city funds here, let us do this deal with us, pay your tax money into us, make your investments with us, and then we'll give you in 5 years when you get out this corporate job. They do the same thing with the city managers, the county commissioners, the city council people, the mayors. Man, it's so corrupt, ladies and gentlemen. They've sucked this country dry. Now they're printing money like it's going out of style, devaluing all your bank accounts, everything. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. We got to stick together, move forward. The Liberty Revolution is taking over. There's a lot of positive things happening. I'm mad, too, about the campaign. We got to keep going. This is a four-quarter game. We only fought one quarter of this. We'll be right back. Stay with me. More of your calls. Tons of news straight ahead. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! We're back live! Thank you for joining us. All right, I want to get into the Willie Nelson news. Coming up in the next segment. And I want to get into some of these police state clips I've got. But let's rampage through your calls right now. Let's talk to, and I appreciate all of you calling, by the way, Kevin in Minnesota. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alejandro Jones, bless you. Remember to breathe. We love you out here.
I have to remember to breathe sometimes, actually.
I appreciate it when you don't, because you're really going off and waking some of these minds up. And just real quick story about myself. I was in the Kuwaiti oil crisis, got back, started getting sick, went to the VA. They said, it's all in your mind, gave me a bunch of Motrin. Then I couldn't walk. Then they said I had arthritis. In 3 years, I was in a wheelchair. I met up with Joyce Riley. She gave me a copy of COINTELPRO, and I think you've read that one, all three volumes.
And then what did you do? Let me guess, take a high dose of antibiotics and it got the bioweapon out of you?
Nope. I went all natural and stuff, and I fought and fought to get the doxycycline and all the tetracycline, and they said I was nuts and crazy. I've had over 12 doctors in my whole VA experience, and every time I go through the whole routine of trying to wake them up, I then started following the spider web.
So what ended up happening, long and short of it?
Well, long and short of it, I rode my wheelchair 270 miles across the state of Minnesota to try to get Jesse Ventura and some of the other senators involved with it. But I'm up here in Moorhead, and I'm just trying to – I ran for mayor for the last two elections. And you need – people need to wake up, because if they don't give a rat's for the veterans, what do you think about the average Joe Schmo?
Absolutely. Look, there's the video of them blowing up the Kamacita chemical weapons dump. It's been documented that the troops got some type of bioweapon into them. But they can't treat you, because then they've got to pay your disability. Just like they said Agent Orange was good for you, and now they have to admit it killed a bunch of people and maimed others and caused all those deformities. And they first said that the anthrax shot wasn't hurting the troops. Now they admit that. They're a bunch of liars. That's the point I keep making. Let's go ahead now and talk to Chris in Philly. You're on the air, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to bring up something I've seen on the internet forums. It's about the Second Amendment. There's a group called Ammunition Accountability that is trying to pass legislation in California, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Mississippi, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Washington about registering all ammunition.
Yes.
That's sold. They want to, like, laser inscribe it, all the ammunition.
And then register you with it, yes.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of like the next step up from what the law they passed in California with the micro-stamping.
Absolutely, and that's a great point. Let me break down what's happening here. Your car is, according to California standards, the strongest in the nation. It's the same thing with your thermostats, everything else. So California's on the verge of passing a law that radio transmitters are to be in all of the thermostats that are sold. The government will remote control and will control your heat, your heating and cooling. I'm not kidding. They're on the verge of passing it. The gun registration, the ammo registration, it's all happening. Gun dealers are being sued. Gun manufacturers are being sued. The Republican Party, just with the Democrats, just passed the biggest gun control act ever, where you're not a judge, a jury, you're not indicted, no due process. They just say you have a mental problem, no Second Amendment anymore. The Second Amendment, that Bush tripled the funding of the BATF, the biggest federal building ever built, was built in D.C. It just opened last year. They're just attacking gun dealers and people everywhere. No one knows, because the neocons on radio won't talk about it. It's just a reign of tyranny is now upon us. And if you want to defend the Second Amendment, now is the time. It's under attack. Let's go ahead and talk to Avion in Nashville. You're on the air. Go ahead.
What up, Alex, man? Love you, bro. Love what you do. You woke me up, and you helped me wake up a lot of people, man.
Well, love all you guys out there. What's on your mind?
You know, I was wondering, I had never voted before, and, you know, Ron Paul got to me, and I got out to the polls, and I looked at the ballot, and there were all these, the names of the people that have already dropped off the ballot, you know, like, so Fred Thompson was on the ballot, and some other people, like Tom Tancredo, was on the ballot, and they had votes all, I mean, in their spots, I mean, upwards of, say, 20,000 votes. And I'm wondering why, like, Ron Paul's not jumping on that whole New Hampshire thing and keeping that on the forefront, you know?
Well, he can't do everything. He did say there was fraud in Louisiana. He won first place. The media said second. He got second place in Nevada. They said he didn't get that in the news, but the state admitted he did. I mean, they just lie. It's just you have to get the average person to be able to admit there's massive fraud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I would have loved, you know, in that debate that he had, the last one in Sydney, California, with in the Reagan Center, if he just would have got up and walked away from just the disrespectful nature of that whole debate, then that would have been so powerful to the whole movement, because I think I was feeling it. And I know everybody else had been feeling, everybody was watching that, just that fault.
Yeah, the arrogance. And I want to tell all the people that think they're part of the establishment, the other talk show hosts and people, you're not part of the establishment. You're nothing of the New World Order. And a lot of them are celebrating that Ron Paul's campaign's in trouble. They're celebrating all this tyranny because they think they're on the winning team. And then others do this out of just cowardice. They know the government's evil, so they decide to serve it. All righty, let's talk to John in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're on the air, John.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, it's great being able to talk to you. I'm not able to listen to you or call in during the week, listen to your podcast. So a lot of times I feel like I'm a day late on what's going on. But
well, that's okay. Here you are. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just frustrated like you are with, you know, everybody's lack of understanding. I really wish people understood things the way that we do. You really are blessed of God.
Oh,
with your understanding and being able to really truly understand all the massive information that you have. Ron Paul Revolution is a miracle. I mean, it's monumental. And
how far we've come, the people we've woken up, it's amazing. So, of course, they're cheating him in media time. Of course, in all the debates, he got a third or less of the time the other candidates got a piece. Of course they do.
The world banking gangsters.
Exactly, but now we've shown people that. Do I have time to jam in one more? And I'm going quick. I love all your calls. I'm sorry to have to move so fast, but I'll never get to any of you if I don't. J.D. in Mississippi, where the state's set to pass a law that you'll have to, without being paid, if you own a restaurant, no longer is it just don't have salmonella, don't serve liquor to kids. Now it's you've got to have a tape measure, and if somebody's too overweight, you don't serve them. This is the new nanny state. And I just thought I'd mention that because J.D.'s calling from Mississippi. You're on the air, sir.
Oh, yeah. I called the Senate, the representative at his house and left a nice little message on his answering machine for him. But one thing I wanted to run an idea past
you. Go ahead.
Would it be a good idea for somebody out there listening, somebody in a good position to run as an independent if Ron Paul doesn't run as an independent? And maybe we could probably support him and get him in there if he supports the Constitution
yes.
Ron Paul has.
Yes, and great question. Let me try to answer that on the other side. Then the Willie Nelson goes public on 9/11 being an inside job, and he's worried about martial law. That's coming up. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are truthnews.us, infowars.com, new and redesigned, and prisonplanet.com. Stay with us.
I ain't gonna take none of y'all.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Cocoa Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Cocoa Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The last caller brought up a really important question. We know that there is unprecedented political realignment taking place. AP did a national poll and found Congress had a 20% approval rating. Bush has an all-time low. But I've got a Gallup poll showing Congress with an 11% approval rating. Regardless, it's the all-time low. And people don't like McCain. Conservatives don't like McCain. Most liberals I talk to don't like Hillary. Why, then, are these the candidates? A mix of fraud, idiots voting. It's a mix. But should we have another third-party candidate? I certainly think there's a vacuum there that needs to be filled. But really, it's just the info war is what needs to be fought. Now, Willie Nelson is an icon, and Willie Nelson, you know what, I'm just going to play excerpts of the hour-long interview I did with him Monday, and then I'm going to come back after the break and comment on Willie Nelson. But he's got a lot of courage, and he is to be commended for speaking out, knowing he would be attacked for what he said on the O'Reilly Factor and a lot of other newspapers and magazines. But he got a lot more support than he got negative attacks. The media tried to spin to clips what he said. Oh, he's saying no planes at the towers. No, no. He's talking about Tower 1 and 2. Then he talks about Building 7, no plane hitting it. He said those buildings came down, what looked like a controlled demolition, and then nothing hit the other building. That's Building 7. So here's some excerpts of my interview with Willie Nelson. And then we'll come back and comment on it. Global icon, an American institution. There's probably nothing more. Americana, what symbolizes America and Texas. And it's Willie Nelson. I was a highway. But now both parties have circled the wagons against the people, and they're saying, we don't care what you want. John McCain said this war is going to go on for 100 years.
Yes. Yeah, and it can't. It just can't. We can't let it go on another year. I mean, it has to. The other day I was getting interviewed, somebody said, what would you do if you were elected president? I said, I would stop the damn war.
And it's just that simple. You stop that war, you stop the other wars that we're in around the country, and you go around the country being a peacemaker and stopping wars. I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Since when does America invade all these countries that had nothing to do with 9/11?
Yeah, really. And all of a sudden, you know, the way I heard it, there was 15 people from Saudi Arabia hit us in New York, and we go jump on Afghanistan. I never could figure that one out in Iraq. Well, I did figure it out, too, but I'm surprised more people haven't figured it out.
Willie, you brought it up. You figured it out. What's your take on 9/11? Just came out in AP today that the White House was running the commission. We always knew that, but now they admit. In fact, I have the headline right here. I read it before you came on, where they're now admitting that it was a staged commission.
Well, that ain't good news, but it's not. It doesn't surprise me. Did it, you?
No, it didn't. I'm glad it's coming out. What's your take on 9/11? Do you question the official story?
I certainly do, and I saw those towers fall, and I've seen an implosion in Las Vegas. There was too much similarities between the two. And I saw the building fall. It didn't get hit by nothing. So, you know, how naive are we? Or, you know, what do they think we'll go for?
So are you saying you started having questions or that little voice in your head? I mean, did you have a bad feeling the day it happened? Is that what you're saying?
The day it happened, I saw one fall, and it was just so symmetrical. And I said, wait a minute, I just saw that last week at the, you know, a casino over in Las Vegas. And you see these implosions all the time, and the next one fell, and hell, there's another one. And they're trying to tell me that an airplane did it, and that's, you know, I can't go along with that.
And then you find out that mainstream news reported, but it never got any attention, that the supposed hijackers were given national security clearance and were trained at U.S. bases, and the dean of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, goes public and says, we train these people, the government's involved, and they start court-martialing until he agreed to shut up.
True story, I guess. I hate to hear it, but it's probably true.
You've had a chance to see what Terror Storm, Endgame, some of the other films. What's Willie Nelson's take on those films?
Oh, I think they're right on. I think, you know, the fact that there are a few elite that are running everything, calling the shots, starting the wars, financing them all, I believe that. And what else they're doing, who knows. But that one thing alone is enough for us to think about how do we stop them.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. If you've got on every issue 75 to 85 in all the major scientific polls, the people are against everything this government's doing. We send the Democrats to Congress to end the war. They increase it. And now they're saying they're going to be there 100 years, Hillary and McCain. I mean, that to me, that is a small group running things right there in front of us.
Absolutely. And as far as I can see, all those people attended the same meetings that you and the guys attended up in Canada. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. A lot of them do go to the Bilderberg Group. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is that freedom?
I don't think so. It's not democracy either.
Willie Nelson, you're blowing me away here.
I have to serve somebody. And it may be
just in the news today, we're seeing that they've recruited 26,000 preachers. The White House has from FEMA to tell their flocks to stand down in the Presidential Decision Directive 51. Bush says he's above the Congress. It's no longer involved in continuity of government in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They have openly funded for insurrection and rebellion by the American people. The whole police state apparatus they built up after 9/11, and I want to get your take on this, Willie, because I know you're aware of it, is now being used against the people. They're not even talking about the boogeyman of Al-Qaeda anymore.
No, and I do believe that it's a long time till Election Day, and some sort of national crisis could put off the elections, and we could have George in there 10 years longer.
A lot of people are saying that. I was saying that many years ago, and now Bob Woodward's talked about how they're setting up for martial law. Of all people, Naomi Wolf is talking about it. I think that might save us. I'm seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, but I think you're right. I think that's a great danger. If that did happen, a nuke went off, a biological weapon was released, or terrorists supposedly blew up a bunch of other buildings, what do you think the response of the population should be if they announce we're under this new emergency, or it could be an economic emergency, and Bush is going to have to stay on to save us?
Well, I would hope that we'd be smarter than that, and I would hope that we'd say, no, we're throwing all you guys out and we're starting over. You can stop the elections if you want to, but you can't stop the people.
Well, Ron Paul has gotten more donations from troops and people in Iraq than all Republicans combined. The troops in polls, 75% are against the war. So if Bush is planning on using these troops here, it looks like he's going to have a problem.
Well, again, the troops are under orders, and if they don't do what they, the orders are, then they get shot. So the troops have no choice. There's a few of them in there that are there because they think it's the right thing to do. There are a few there because they just like to fight. But there's a lot of them there, like you say, that would rather be home with their families and save our good men and women for something that really matters, for really something that is the defense of our country. If we need some people down here on the borders, let's take 150,000 people out of Iraq and put them on the borders of Canada and Mexico. We can secure our borders that way.
Well, how do we have this war on terror where there's an Al-Qaeda terrorist under every bed, under every table? We got to have checkpoints and kids getting thumb scanned to get their lunches to stop Al-Qaeda, but then the border's wide open. That kind of makes the war on terror look like a fraud.
Well, yeah, and, they're fighting over there because you remember the old joke about the guy that dropped a quarter and he was looking around and I said, where did you lose it? I said, I lost it over yonder. And he said, why are you looking over here for? I said, well, call the lights better. I think that's why they're over there, the lights better.
Well, it's a black hole to launder money and dump trillions of dollars in no-bid contracts to Halliburton.
And there's nobody stopping it. And as long as it keeps going on and nobody stops it, I don't know what the end result will be. But
it can't be good for us.
Well,
you're right. Tyrants have known throughout history. They keep pushing. They keep testing. Tyranny doesn't
come. All right, folks. We're going to come back, play about 3 or 4 more minutes of this, and I'm going to hit some martial law news that I've run out of time on. I'll have to cover more of it in the weeks to come. There's just so much of it. It's the problem. This country's in a lot of trouble. The planet's in a lot of trouble. And Willie Nelson's got a lot of courage to come on my radio show and talk about those issues. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13, 17. In Revelations 14, 9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, tyrants...
It can't be good for us.
Well, you're right. Tyrants have known throughout history. They keep pushing. They keep testing. Tyranny doesn't come overnight. And I hope a lot of people that support this war, I hope you know, we have illegal wars, not declared, torture, the rest of it. None of us are safe here. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow, don't you, Willie?
Absolutely. 10 times over, I remember. And I'm not sure I want to get treated 10 times as bad as we're treating other people.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere truck.
Willie, getting back into 9/11, because you brought it up, and I was debating even bringing it up. It's so controversial. Other questions, other things that piqued your interest and made you question the official story surrounding 9/11.
Well, as soon as it happened, in the next day, I was somewhere doing a show, and somebody said, "What do you think about it?" And I said, "Well, first of all, when I get hit, I like to look around and see who did it before I start swinging at everybody in the room." And it kind of looked like what we were doing. We get hit over here, and the next thing you know, we're jumping on everybody in the town. So we got hit from Saudi Arabia. I think we have some questions that need to be answered from those folks.
Again, Newsweek reported a week after 9/11 that in the 6 months before, they had massed carrier task forces, 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan surrounding, and that Bush on September 10th signed the order in the next week to attack Afghanistan. Man, what timing, Willie, that he signed the attack order the day before.
Yeah, I wonder how that happened.
I mean, how smoking gun is that?
Yeah. I mean, what does it take for us to realize that, you know, we're having the wool pulled over our eyes one more time?
You know, I just thought to play clips of that here today, and what we did is we set a camera up in the studio to videotape me interviewing Willie over the phone, so that's the audio off the camera. It's not even the best audio. Next week, we're going to air some of the other excerpts of the interview that you haven't heard next Sunday, in between the 2 hours, somewhere between 4 and 6 p.m. Central, because that's 5 to 7 for stations on the East Coast, 2 to 4 for folks in the Pacific area, 3 to 5 for listeners on mountain stations and the mountain time zone. But we're going to air that in a really good high quality that we've got it, just because we've got a great recording of it, and we're going to play that maybe in its entirety next week. What do you think, Trey? Because a lot of people want to hear it. A lot of people missed it. There's more details on it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Look, I know we have loaded phone lines, and I want to go to all of you, but I also wanted to get into the martial law news.
again, I had a whole bunch of these clips ready today, and my computer crashed. Hard drive is down. It is a broken computer now as I get ready for this show at home. It's one reason I didn't have the high-quality Willie interview for you. I do a lot of this myself. And I found all these new clips of local newscasts where it shows the police training with the military. It said for martial law. Now, a year and a half before this started coming out mainstream news, a pastor contacted me, a second pastor contacted me, and said, I've been trained. FEMA's approached me, because I have a big church, to tell my flock to submit to martial law, hand their guns in, take forced inoculations. People didn't believe me, even though I got the FEMA documents, posted them on Infowars.com, and they're there right now. Just type FEMA recruiting preachers into Google, and it'll come up. The actual documents. But then about a year after that, they admitted that they'd done it in New Orleans in the year before that happened. And then now I've got these newscasts all over the country. But here is this short newscast where she says martial law. It opens with the words martial law. Here it is.
In America, some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. NSKSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbids U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at eight different camps.
Eight different camps. For some reason, that computer is cutting off the first 2 seconds, the last 2 seconds. Try to play it again. I want the listeners to hear it because the newscast starts with the words martial law. Try it again.
Law ever become a reality in play America?
The computers are weird. It doesn't matter. They start the newscast out with, will martial law ever be? And then it ends with, in the camps. Now, I want to explain to you. Long before 9/11, I went to urban warfare drills, and the Marines, the Army, I've been to a bunch of these, and listeners have sent me video from all over the country, training to take your guns and put you in camps. They don't say it's for Al-Qaeda. They don't say it's for foreign countries. It's for the general public. Why are they gearing up for this? Why are they doing it? And then putting out newscasts about the needs of the government versus the needs of the people. Then they say Posse Comitatus was overthrown. It wasn't overthrown by Congress. Bush signed an executive order saying it doesn't exist anymore. He says he's above Congress. And that means Hillary Clinton, when she gets in, will be. Presidential Decision Directive 51. You cannot make this type of stuff up. And then I have all of these articles in front of me. I mean, I've got stories here that just blow me away. Here's one out of the Boston Globe. Police set to search for guns at homes. It says a new program will start on Monday as police go to private homes and ask if they can search for illegal guns without a warrant. Officials are trying to pitch the idea of a plan as friendly cooperation between residents who still see it as a threatening intrusion. Now, by the way, you think Boston just started with this? It's called Knock and Talk. Google it. Started in Tucson, Arizona, as far as we can tell, 10 years ago. It's been in suburbs of Dallas for at least six. I've talked to people. I've had guests on. They normally do it during the middle of the day, upper middle class areas, where you've got housewives who are home, you know, with middle class husbands off working. They come to the door and they say, "Hello, ma'am, we're here to search the house for illegal guns." And 95% of the time, the women just go, "Okay," and they go into your medicine cabinets, and they just go down the street. Now, is that, now again, total violation of the Fourth Amendment, but they say, "Oh, we just come and ask for them to let us in." Now, that's not America. By the way, the illegal aliens, I've had Austin cops tell me, and it's been in the news, they're told that sheriffs have gone public all over the country, I've interviewed them, that they'll arrest illegal aliens for driving drunk, no driver's license, and ICE will say, just turn them loose. The feds won't even come pick them up. The illegal aliens get bank accounts without ID cards. I first saw this 6 years ago myself at Bank of America when I was setting up an account. I had to have three forms. They had to have nothing. Then it's been in the news now. I didn't need the news to tell me. I saw it. So all these illegal aliens have got rights. The point is they're selectively enforcing. But then they're going to come to your door and say, "Hey, I want to search." "Well, what do you have to hide, ma'am? Let me in. Let me in." Go look it up for yourself. This is, they're practicing the destruction of America. And I'm not bashing police. What you're doing is wrong. I got stories right here. Every time there's a serial killer on the loose, they set up random checkpoints and take people's DNA out of their cheeks, the tissue out of the side of your cheek. This is out of Local News 6. DNA swab drivers. Police in Daytona Beach are swabbing the mouths of people during traffic stops with special DNA kits. "Genetically, we know who he is," Chitwood said. "We have DNA evidence for the murder scenes, so we've got that. This is never going to go away, and sooner or later we will match the DNA to the physical person and bring closure to everything that's going on." And it goes on to say that there's a serial killer killing women. What about the Fourth Amendment? The serial killer can move out of the town. And I've got stories where the cops are looking for alcohol now in Denver and other places. Phoenix, Arizona, again, they demand blood at flashlight point, sticking needles in you. Forget show your papers, show your DNA. That's not freedom. That's not liberty. And, folks, I had a giant stack of this stuff I never even got to tonight. We'll see you at InfoWars.com. Weekday show. We'll see you back here next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. This is hardcore military-industrial complex takeover. They're testing you. They're pushing. And it's criminal.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's progressive.